From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The river of rain and wet weather has been moving across the North State now for the past day. It's relief for some, headaches for others. Some flooding reported on local roadways and in higher elevations. Chain law is in effect as the snow piles up. School students across the state are going to get one or two take-home COVID-19 tests as part of an effort to ensure they are virus-free when they get back to classes after the winter holidays. The governor said Wednesday that the state has now acquired about 6 million testing kits that are going to be distributed across California. He says that keeping schools open is the state's top priority. In Auburn, California, a small plane crashed into the roof of a home yesterday, injuring the pilot. The homeowners were inside. They were not injured when that single-engine Cessna 172 hit the roof. Holidays have arrived, and sadly, so have the drunk drivers. Prosecutors in seven California counties warning Wednesday they want to keep those drunks off the highways. They're seeing a rapid rise in deadly DUI crashes, with traffic fatalities jumping some 15% statewide over the last year. The DAs say this could be the result of the pandemic, for it seems to have gotten worse since COVID became an issue. Stress levels have increased and alcohol sales have increased. Not sure if the pandemic related to the arson cases, but those are also on a dramatic rise. In 2019, 70 arson-related arrests in the state of California. This year, however, that number has already doubled to 140. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. At least 34 inmates and six staff members at the Humboldt County Correctional Facility have tested positive for COVID. Inmates in the dorm unit have been subject to daily testing. All who tested positive have been removed from the unit and isolated. Eureka City Council returning once again to its previously discussed coal transportation and storage ordinance following amendments to the bill, ultimately approving the amended measure this week. That's according to a report in the Eureka Times-Standard. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.